Are you aware that lions sleep like 20 hours a day? Can you even fathom doing that on a daily basis? How would you spend your awake time? So you have to factor in eating, let's say about an hour a day for preparing meals and eating them. And that's if you're using a microwave, by the way. If you want to bake some chicken or a cake, you are going to be losing precious sleep, my friend. Okay, so maybe like a half hour showering and grooming yourself. Also, you have to be pretty quick. Just let those miscellaneous hairs grow and hope no one is watching you while you're sleeping. So that leaves you a good 2.5 hours to earn a living, spend time with your loved ones, and catch up on all the latest world events, hobbies, friends, whatever it is you choose to do in your 10 minutes of free time. Everyone would be going a million miles an hour, but only for 4 hours a day. They probably have to sync everyone's sleeping schedules up so stores and schools would be open during the awake hours. I mean, forget traffic and cars. You couldn't have time to drive anywhere or even stop and get gas or get your car fixed. You'd have to have everything you need within a few blocks radius or else you'd be bound to just fall asleep somewhere along the way. But then again, it would be kind of funny, too, just like seeing the 405 packed with cars, but not because of an accident, just because everyone's sleeping. I'm not against remakes. Okay. Well, okay. Some of them, all right, a lot of them are not too great. Especially when the original make was just a few years ago. It's really crazy how we, and by we, I mean to include humans and the occasional overintelligent chimp, are really just repeating everything in life, over and over. I mean, fashion, entertainment, even pets. I know what you're thinking. Pets? Mindy, what are you talking about? Pets? But really, we've had some breeds around for a long, long time, and now we get bored and come up with new breeds that are just smaller versions of the original breeds. Like now there's miniatures and teacups. How about we start coming up with new creatures for pets, like living Muppets or any of those weird creatures in like the Dark Crystal movie? Like Fizzcake. Remember Fizzcake? That would be new and different. Sometimes I like to trick myself into thinking green beans are French fries. The way I do this is eat the green beans with my hands and dip them in this awesome new jalapeno yogurt dip that I found at Costco, which isn't too bad for you, I guess. I think that a lot of people would catch on to this habit. Because everyone likes eating things with their hands that are little because your brain automatically computes it as snack food. Therefore, it must be yummy because all snacks are yummy. They already make those snap peas that are dried out and crunchy and very chip-like already. But I'm pretty sure they are not at all good for you. Good for you, by the way, is such an opinionated term. I mean, I think a lot of things can be good for you for different reasons. And if you just eat one type of thing, like all you eat is veggies, then I think that's probably not good for you. Look at pandas. They just pretty much eat bamboo leaves and stems. And they're huge. And think about how much time they have to eat to get enough energy to make it through their panda day. If they ate something else, say a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, every once in a while, they could spend less time eating and more time learning to fly or sing. I mean, we'll never really know what pandas are capable of until we get them off that bamboo. Pandas also sleep like 16 hours a day. It is no wonder we are at the top of the food chain.